Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to our special weekend show, Sunday Uncensored. Every week, we produce 4 uncensored episodes of the TimCast IRL podcast exclusively at timcast.com, and we're going to bring you the most important for our weekend show. If you want to check out more segments just like this, become a member at timcast.com. Now, enjoy the show. All right, so before we actually start talking about what happened in New York, I know a lot of people are wondering about this promo we're doing, and I have talked about it before. So we're going to be filming this this weekend, and I'm just going to, you guys are members. We love you. You make all this possible. So we're going to tell you exactly what we're doing. As a big promotional campaign for TimCast.com and to attract new members, I thought, how can we get people to sign up for TimCast.com? Well, I've been watching Nathan For You, and I realized this guy, he knows his shit. Okay, Nathan For You is a hilarious show. And I was inspired. So, this is a little known secret. I have a Model S Plaid, Tesla car. It's very expensive. And it's new. I just got it. And I'm very excited for this. And so, we're going to do a promo. We're going to go to the new space at Freedomistan. And we're going to, I'm going to drive the Model S in. And I'm going to dress up real nice and stand next to it. And we're going to get a couple photos, and it's going to say, win a new car. And then basically what it's going to be is me saying, one lucky member at TimCast.com at the end of November will be chosen to receive a new car. So sign up now at TimCast.com for $10 a month, and that lucky winner can be you. And then it's going to cut to a bunch of really awesome shots of the Model S. Then it's going to cut to me again, and I'm going to be like, that's my new car, but the car you can win. And then I'm going to walk over and we're going to pan to the 2006 Chevy Cobalt with only 236,000 miles on it and that new car smell. And then we're going to have a new car smell air freshener in the destroyed, disgusting interior.
Oh, man.
And then we're going to promote it like crazy on Facebook. I think it's going to be hilarious. And the photo is going to be me like this and say, win a new car, and it's going to show the Model S Plaid. So I got the idea because they have those ads all over Facebook where it's like, you could win a Model S Plaid. And then you like buy raffle tickets or whatever, like digital raffle. And I thought it'd be funny so we could do basically the same thing. But here's the thing. We will literally deliver to you the 2006 Chevy Cobalt. It does have around 230,000 miles on it. We're very excited for this. And
are you going to be able to drive it to the people?
No. It does drive. It's not registered. There's going to be a very strict legal document about accepting it as is and promising you won't actually drive it because it's not safe.
Oh, no.
You know, you assume all responsibility when you receive this car, and then we'll have a truck come and we'll have it shipped to you. So, wow. I mean, it actually will cost a bit of money to actually ship it out. But I'm really excited for this. It's going to be funny. So long story short, we are giving away a car, and the car is worth $0. It is worth the scrap you can sell to the junkyard. Now, okay, that's technically not true because it does run. Mm. I just don't know how much longer this car can run. It's yellow, too, by the way. It's just
nice.
So here's the story. We were at a dealership because we had to get a guest transportation vehicle. And as we're buying it, someone trades in this Chevy Cobalt, and you know, the dealer mentions like it's sitting in the lot, and he's like, you want that thing? Someone just traded it in. And I went, well, how much? And he was like, let me check. And I think it was a couple $100. And he was like, we accepted it because it's at least worth the scrap we gave him in value. So he's like, I don't know, $300-$400, I think it was. I'm not sure. It might be a little bit more than that. And it drove. We drove it 50 miles to Freedomistan to park it where it's just been sitting there. So I don't know if it'll turn on now because the battery's probably dead.
Does it smell?
I don't think it smells like disgusting. It probably smells more like chemically or something. Mm. But we were planning on using it for, I was like, look, it's a scrap car. We can blow it up. We can shoot at it. We can do some kind of, you know, stuff.
Derby racing
or something.
Monster trucks.
And then we decided to do this plan about giving the car away. So now all of you are aware of what the plan is. You might literally do nothing. I'm sure there's somebody who's a member, doesn't even watch the videos. And then actually, you know what we might have to do? from the month of November to the end of the month, we'll choose someone who commented on a member video. So not just being a member, but actually commenting on the videos might be the right way to do it. That way, someone could have signed up 3 months ago and they've not come to the website since then. And all of a sudden we're emailing them like, you want a car? And they're like, oh, whatever. And that's not fun. We want whoever wins the car to be like laughing about it. And, you know, we'll sign it and stuff and you'll get pictures with it. We'll take pictures with it, confirm it. And we'll give you a letter of authenticity like, this is Tim Pool's car, you know. And then you can sell it to a scrapyard. Or you can keep it, restore it maybe.
Yeah, that's ideal.
All right, here's the news. Luke?
Well, in New York City, a New York Supreme Court judge actually said the obvious and said that the sky is blue and announced that the vaccine does not stop transmission in a court ruling that allowed New York City state workers to, of course, not only be rehired, but to also get back pay after they were discriminated against and fired for not taking a rushed experimental gene therapy that some people are calling a vaccine.
Imagine you're somebody who was like, well, I don't want to lose my job, so I'm just going to get it. And then there's a coworker who's like, I refuse to get it. And they go, well, then you're going to lose your job. Now they're getting back pay. Yo, imagine that. You didn't work for a year. You're getting a full year's pay.
Wow. Yep.
Played bullshit and we fucking won.
Exactly.
How many people are getting their jobs back?
Well, the number is still unclear, but the biggest thing is the judge's decision where in the decision, it's officially written down. You could actually read it. It's online. It's being shared widely. The judge specifically said
2,000 people.
That's the estimate that, of course, people are going up. The exact number is still kind of vague here. But the judge specifically said the COVID-19 vaccine does not stop the spread of COVID-19,
which is amazing, dude.
And he spoke the obvious. This is a bigger truth that is just the elephant in the room. And he was able to say it.
Yeah, I think we should file a lawsuit.
Yeah.
We were listening to it was Pandora today. We were skating. And I noticed it, and Luke noticed it, and Luke yelled right away. It's a woman, and she goes, why should you get the COVID vaccine and the flu vaccine when you come in? I can't remember which store it was. And she's like, because it's not just about you. It's about everyone else and stopping the spread. And Luke just yelled out, you hear this bullshit propaganda? Or so whatever.
Eugenics, depopulation control. That's happening there.
But hold on. That's false advertising.
Yeah.
You can't say that to people. That's fucking bullshit. I want to know, can I look up what ad that was?
I think it was, yeah, it was one of the big retail stores that I think everyone goes to. But what do you guys make of this decision? Like, what do you guys think of it?
This flies in the face of what the Biden administration is doing right now, saying that if you should get your booster once a year. He said that, I think, today or yesterday.
Yeah, he said that today.
Knowing that it doesn't stop the spread or prevent transmission. And they also, that they wanted to put this on the vaccine schedule for kids. I think they actually voted to do it.
Yes,
I don't know what implications it had. Does that mean that every kid starting from now has to get a COVID jab when they're a baby?
It's like part of like the federal schedule. When you're a kid and then you have to go to school. If you want to go to public school, particularly, you have to get a bunch of, you know, like for things we have normal vaccines for like, I think like whooping cough, et cetera. You'd get that in order to, you know, be able to attend a public school.
As far as I know, the polio vaccine prevents the transmission of polio. I don't know if it's 100%, but it's effective enough to basically annihilate and eradicate polio. Mm-hmm. COVID, however, has mutated so many times and plans to be here for a while, from what I've heard from the experts. I don't understand this forced vaccination stuff.
Yeah, it makes no sense at all.
When it doesn't prevent the transmission.
Right. That was the point, right?
So we have a state saying it doesn't prevent the trans. We just have yet to have a federal judge say it. Is this the
correct
case?
We have a New York Supreme Court judge
By the way, I'm barred in New York, and the Supreme Court in New York is the first level. So they can actually appeal. They'll probably appeal the APTIV and then the, gosh, what is the top court in New York called? The New York State Supreme Court or something like that. Whatever, the Court of Appeals. Probably. But so they'll appeal it.
Who will appeal it? Well, how would that work? What would that
work? The government in New York, whether it's the city or the health commissioner, would appeal. So it may not be the end of the story, but it's a big win, and it affects a lot of people.
So the health officials will appeal, say, actually, hey, wait, you can't say it does, but they know it doesn't.
On whatever the grounds were, because and this is administrative law, which is kind of what I work in, and I actually, by the way, got vaxxed so that I could go talk. Ooh. I got the ghetto one so I could go talk
Johnson & Johnson
J&J for sure.
Okay.
So I could go talk at law schools and say why vax mandates are bad.
Interesting.
But like NYU, which is where I went. So like, you know, they've got the mandate in, they applied it, And the what the court basically said was they applied it like Swiss cheese. I mean, if it were really about health and safety, they wouldn't have let these first responders continue to work for the weeks that they did and then fire them. So everything, in other words, it was, you know, if I were to believe you, like, I will believe whatever the government tells me, I'm going to dismiss this because I'm taking everything that you're saying as a given. And even what you're telling me, even if I accept all of it as true, you still lose because your actions are very different from what you're just saying.
Exactly.
You clearly didn't treat it like it was a massive public health risk.
Yep.
And so it's a win. On the other hand, maybe they could come back later. You know, I haven't read it closely enough, but maybe they could come back later and issue another vax mandate in the future. I'm not sure if this stops them from doing
it.
And then being really draconian.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to work. I mean, the first vax mandate never really worked. A lot of people just literally didn't comply. A lot of people got their jobs back. A lot of people weren't even fired in the first place. A lot of times people were just warned that they were going to lose their jobs and they never lost their jobs.
Everybody knows it's bullshit, now, basically.
Yeah, it's like, hey, comply with the big whims of big fucking pharma. Do what the fuck we want you to do. Take this fucking jab. There's no liability for the people providing you the jab. You're on the hook if anything happens to you, but you're going to fucking take it.
And that was the big thing on the schedule, adding it to the child schedule. It was something to do with the liability for manufacturers. Like, now that it's on the child schedule.
You can't be sued for it.
You can't be sued for it.
Interesting.
If you're going to tell me to fucking do it and you're not going to be liable if anything happens to me, what the fuck are you talking about? That's fucking insane and violates human rights.
You know what's funny is I was trying to apply for a job at Paramount and I asked, okay, they told me I have to get a vaccine. I was like, cool, I'll get the Johnson & Johnson traditional vaccine. They said, no, not that one. You're not allowed to. That was one we don't accept. It was deemed dubious because remember they're coming out first initial report saying it was a dangerous vaccine and et cetera, et cetera. So they said that wasn't going
to
cut it.
It was probably water, to be honest. It was probably just water.
It might as well have been.
Yeah. I was just screaming from the very beginning, like, fuck no.
Yeah, I didn't. No.
Yeah. Don't fucking do it. I was screaming at my family members, screaming at my loved ones. I was like, fuck no. Don't even think about it. Don't even think about doing this. There's no fucking way.
When it comes to like the vaccine schedules for kids, what really irks me about this is that they'll test the vaccine. Maybe they test it on kids and they'll see, okay. But they don't test it in conjunction with the other 13 vaccines or 8 vaccines or 6 vaccines. The kids are the test of seeing the compounding effects of multiple medicines.
Yeah.
That's heinous.
So come back in 50 years, right? Yeah. Back in 50 years.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, and there might be a bad mixture of them that could cause a chain reaction that
like
could mix
MMR
with each other
vaccine.
And could actually fuck somebody up, you know. And again, there's still no long-term health studies on this.
At all.
None of them.
So maybe I'm not enough of a libertarian on this, but I mean, you know, I do think that the government has public health duties if there's Ebola or something, and they can put people in quarantines and they can force people to do a lot of things. The military gets a lot of shots. I don't mind public responders, first responders getting shots. I don't even mind vax mandates in the abstract. It's this one, the way it was done.
Right.
Everything sucked about
it. But the comparison you're using is Ebola, which is a highly contagious disease, which kills you almost outright very quickly.
Exactly.
And what's crazy is we're still acting in the United States today.
Ebola.
Like it's Ebola. Are you kidding me? Yeah. And we also use Ebola for the River Valley. We still can't call it Wuhan flu. That's still a no-no. You're not allowed to say that. It's like, it doesn't compute. Oh, none of this computes. It never has computed.
Yeah, it was about compliance, start to finish.
For sure. Yeah. Luke's right about that.
I'm aspiring to be a father. You know, I've got aspirations to have kids. And I'm so turned off by the vaccine schedules. I don't know what to do. Like, what do you have advice? Do you have kids right now?
I do. They're not vaxxed. They should remain unvaxxed. So look, if it's on the schedule, I think that means it's safe. I'm not actually sure about the law on this, but I would think that the state boards of education make their own determinations.
Yeah, the states choose.
Yeah.
So the CDC voting to recommend this doesn't mean the states will adopt it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, but when we look at Michigan, when we look at New York, when we look at Connecticut,
a lot of people are going to get sucked.
These states are going to be like, the federal government recommends this. We're going to recommend this. And again, this should make you question all the other vaccines that are on that schedule. Because, hey, if they're forcing on this one, which clearly doesn't work, which other ones are they forcing on children that don't fucking work? You know, let's just be real with each other.
I was skimming through Klaus Schwab's COVID-19, The Great Reset book. Firstly, like, why is he conflating The Great Reset with COVID-19 all of a sudden? Like, that's weird.
Because that provides them the opportunity for The Great Reset.
Yeah, he definitely sees it. And the way they talk about COVID in the book, the way he's talking about COVID, is as if it annihilated society. Mm-hmm. Just assuming and already accepting the fact that it changed everything forever.
Right.
People now with their families. And I'm like, at my mom's house, like, talking to my parents like it's fucking every other day. Like, there's no, we're all done with COVID. We all had had it once. Everyone knows it's a fucking joke. We don't care. We don't screen people when they come over for dinner. If you get sick, you get sick. Then you heal up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
who reads Klaus Schwab's book, though? I feel like he's writing for a certain audience of people on the Upper West Side.
He's writing for Ian.
Yeah. First of all, he's writing for the kooks, and then he's writing for the people who agree with him. So it's like, who's he convincing?
Yeah. I don't know.
The politicians in his payroll. He's like, hey, here's the fucking handbook. Just fucking copy. Just do what I tell you. Yeah. And politicians are like, well, if I want the Klaus Schwab money, you know, I got to bend over and take it up the ass.
So I
want
to go to Davos.
Yeah, I want to go to Davos. Let's see what he thinks. Let's implement his policies. Great. That's exactly what happens. Hmm. So did you find the story that did it?
The what?
The story that did it.
So
did
what?
Oh, the ad that where they were screaming to get your vaccine.
No, I can't find anything.
Were we pulling up anything interesting?
Nope.
Were you shopping on Amazon?
No, I was not. I was doing a little bit of looking, trying to see if I can find the ad. And then I was trying to find an old story, but I couldn't find anything. So it's nothing I can bring up.
Yeah, Google buries a lot of stories, too. Like, yeah. I remember a couple years ago, I'm like, hey, I remember reporting on this. I can't fucking find it anywhere.
Totally
and
conspiracy.
A lot of the times when it comes to, you know, the bigger stories, the bigger agenda stories, the bigger narrative stories that, you know, all the sources were there for, mm-hmm. there's documents, there's photos. You can't find any of that.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it was COVID-19 was a misfire. Like they tried to end society as we know it in our make us demoralized and feel like it's over now. We can't do our normal things anymore. And it failed. And now they're like still acting as if it did. Win, but
it wasn't a total failure though. I mean, like birth rates down, like church attendance completely down. Like yeah. they did have a lot of successes. Yeah. People teleworking now.
I think it's like
isolation.
It's like a page of Mao's playbook. Mm-hmm. If you remember, Mao would destabilize intentionally with the goal of then being the stabilization, making the Communist Party be the stabilizing force. Be like, look at how great the Communist Party is working. And like, if you look at the way President Xi, Chairman Xi is working now, he like destabilized everything, but he wasn't able to bring it to zero COVID, which has been his crowning achievement as the chairman, the president of the CCP. He wasn't able to bring that about. So I think he maybe just miscalculated if it was even intentional. If it wasn't intentional, then he didn't do a good enough job to bring it back.
Well, that's funny because they just make up their numbers,
yeah,
too.
True.
So,
true.
I mean, we make up our job numbers and shit, yeah. but they yeah. really make them up.
Yeah.
That's part of the Hegelian dialectic where you create the villain. Correct. And then become the hero for that.
Correct, yeah.
Is Xi Jinping getting taken out of office? I've heard rumors about
that.
No,
he's still pushing the zero COVID policy in mm-hmm. China, which is absolutely demonstrable.
Yeah. So the other day when whenever the show ends, Luke likes to go and watch his Tucker Carlson.
Tuck.
And Tucker was talking about
Tucker's great.
The midterms are coming, Republicans are gonna win. And I said, Luke, you know that means Bill Gates is going to be like, they can't be trusted with the vote. And they're going to start killing people. I'm mostly kidding. What I mean is, when they talk about climate change and how people need to stop consuming, this is what happens in France. When they tried raising the price of petrol to reduce, literally, they said, we're going to increase the cost to try and reduce the amount people are using. Riots. Mm-hmm. For basically 2 years.
Yeah.
People will not accept it. Yeah. So whatever your opinion is on climate change isn't the point. The point is when they try to pull this off, people say, fuck you.
Yeah.
Well, what are they going to do in response? Do you think the psychopaths like Bill Gates are going to sit back and just be like, I guess we lost. Humanity is going to die. Or do you think they'll just do crazy shit?
They'll do crazy shit.
Yeah, I'm concerned for the water supply. Yeah. Without water, without clean water, a virus is no joke. Because COVID.
Did you hear about the 1,000 kids in Fredericksburg, Virginia, who got sick at the same time and then were pulled out of school?
Yeah.
So it's like, it could be like Legionella or something. I said maybe it's just food poisoning. Don't let people assume crazy things. If there's a school and they serve everybody mashed potatoes and then they're contaminated, you're going to get 1,000 kids that are sick. It's mm-hmm. half the school.
Mm-hmm.
But then people started commenting saying they're hearing the same thing in a bunch of other schools that kids were getting sick a lot. Then we saw these viral stories where they're like high school football team cancels season due to lack of healthy players.
Huh.
So what the fuck is going on? I went to a motherfucking ass theme park. Let me tell you guys something.
Let's hear it.
I went to a theme park out here. Halloween. Nobody was there. Luke was there. Yeah. We went and it was dead. And wow. It was scary as shit.
Yep.
It was a Halloween party with roller coaster, mini golf games. Capacity, I think, was like 3,000. There was like 50 people.
And they had a special event specifically for that specific day, advertising it, being like, this is our Halloween special night. Come in and do all that. And there was like anyone there.
Yeah. But hold on. We went to a Halloween event. It was crowded as fuck. Everyone there was over 21. Mm-hmm. where the fuck were all the kids at?
Yeah. Good point.
That's yeah, I didn't see any shit. Kids there.
No, there, well, it was adult only for the most part. It was like booze and stuff. So there were no kids. People were partying. But this adventure, this theme park that's supposed to be for younger kids, there was nobody. Nope.
No one there.
There's 50 people.
Was it one of those like fair state fairs where
no.
it's real?
No, 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 no,
it was
no.
like, it was like the
actual theme park.
Yeah.
Established permanent structure.
Wow.
With roller coasters and everything.
Kids be missing out because those things are fun as fuck.
Kids be missing.
They're missing in general.
Yeah. What do you think's happening?
I don't know, dude.
Sick at home. Parents don't want to bring them out.
People are not having children.
What was it? Well, you see that story? I don't know if it's true. It said it used to be 4 in a million had myocarditis. Now it's 25,000 in a million. Did you see that?
I did not see that report.
Let me see if I can pull it up.
But it wouldn't surprise me if it's true.
It's crazy. I've been seeing so much sudden death in people around my age and et cetera.
Yeah, it's extremely weird.
Just suddenly people that have cardiac episodes or whatever, at least like athletes that have been lifelong athletes, suddenly having a cardiac. It's like no one checked that. That didn't come up in any physicals, nothing like that. No one was like, "Huh, you have an arrhythmia in your heart, you know, don't push it."
And you're supposed to get physicals, especially if you're a part of a team. I remember being a part of a varsity basketball team, and they're like, "You got to get a physical if you want to play."
Literally.
So, you know, they are getting checked up by doctors, and they're still, you know, being cleared to play, and then they're getting heart attacks.
That's what's funny to me. It doesn't make sense.
Dude.
There's no way.
My big question is like, yeah, you know, having worked on a lot of regulatory stuff and like people fudge the numbers all the time. So I have no faith in health statistics. Like my only faith comes is if they keep it stable. And I'm like, okay, maybe in 10 years, I'll see if there's a spike or whatever. But I guess
let's look at the facts right here. The data is right there.
My question is, can you hide a population wide problem and people don't even notice?
You would think they would.
Well, they're not counting
an epidemic. At
this is
point.
The thing. Yeah. They're not counting how many people get myocarditis. They're not counting how many people get sick from the vaccine. They're not counting how many people had adverse reactions from the vaccine.
They're not looking for it.
They're not counting any of that bullshit. Yeah.
So this is Peter McCullough.
So that's the counting problem.
He said before the COVID jabs, 4 in a million myocarditis cases. Afterwards, 25,000 in a million. Myocarditis at this point is time. At this point in time is due to the COVID jabs until proven otherwise. Well, that's not science. So spare me, Dr. Peter McCullough. I get it. You're a doctor. That's not how science works. It could be caused by COVID. So COVID has an outbreak. It affects the lungs. It causes damage to the vascular system. And then they come out and say, oh, but it is the vaccine. Okay, well, hold on. Let's just talk about what we know. A side effect of the vaccine is myocarditis. COVID also causes myocarditis. Take a look and figure out which one has higher rates. Consider the media is lying half the time. Now we're learning about transmission. There's a lot of bullshit there. But be careful about immediately just being like, well, you know, until someone says otherwise, it is. No, you don't want to play that game either. Because look, a lot of people just want me to come out and be like, the vaccines, bleh, and scream. Yo, I want you to live and be healthy. I'm not just going to come out and be like, don't eat this, that, or otherwise, because my ideology says so. If we don't know, we don't know. That's a fact. So that means if you don't trust the vaccine, that's great. That means if you think maybe COVID caused myocarditis, that's fine. If there's a chance it's the vaccine, you're not in the risk factor, like you're not facing risk factors for COVID, then you're fine and you don't need it, do you? I don't know. Ask your doctor. That's why I always say that too. Mm-hmm. And then people say, I don't trust my doctor. And I'm just like, this is the craziest thing. Why would you hire someone you don't trust? Right. Why would you have a doctor you didn't trust, period? Mm-hmm. It's like, I bumped my knee. Here's some fucking opioids. No, you don't trust them. Don't fucking go for any reason. Joe Rogan clearly got a good doctor. He helped us find a good doctor. It is possible to find a good doctor. Just go to your doctor and be like, who'd you vote for? And then when they say, I didn't vote for the Democrats, could be like, okay, here's my health. What do you think? And if the doctor, as Luke pointed out the other day, doesn't ask you about the food you eat, how you sleep, if you're drinking water, and just tries shoving pills down your throat, maybe you shouldn't trust him.
Yeah, fuck him.
Drew is saying, Dr. Drew.
He's a fucking
Drew.
Drug dealer. That's Drew. What he fucking is. He's not a medical doctor. He's violating his Hippocratic fucking oath by not talking. The doctor just shoving pills down your fucking throat.
Right.
My mother has stopped saying she's going to the doctor, and she started saying, I'm going to the big pharma rep.
Yeah.
Fucking woke.
That all the time.
That's real.
They're awakened fucking heart issues. They're, you've been in this field for decades. You're a cardiologist. Is that true?
It's not true. We have data by Avolio and colleagues from Finland. Before the COVID-19 vaccines, there were 4 cases per for myocarditis per million. It can happen with a parvovirus or another virus. 4 per million. The current estimates are now from a prospective cohort study from Bangkok, Thailand, 25,000 cases per million. 25,000 cases per million. Yes, Charlie, it's through the roof. Myocarditis at this point in time is due to the COVID-19 vaccines until proven otherwise.
I'll say the reason I don't think COVID is the likely culprit, even though it can cause myocarditis, is that kids were not likely to get it. It did not really affect them that much.
Right. Yeah.
And so if there is anything we did that could cause any major change, it was mass vaccination. So I can say that seems to be the case, considering we know it's a side effect. I'm just saying be careful about someone trying to tell you definitively.
Well, when you know, young kids got COVID, a lot of them didn't even know that they had it. Right. So we're talking about something that they didn't even understand, they didn't even feel, they didn't even have any consequences because of it. To say that caused myocarditis is again atrocious. And as McCullough says here, you know, when before the vaccine existed, people were getting myocarditis when people were getting COVID. But now, since we intervened with the vaccine, people are getting myocarditis. Yeah. There's a direct correlation between this.
You ready?
Oh, yeah.
I've been into fashion since I can remember. But one day, I had a stomachache so bad.
Let's find a better version of it.
I've been into fashion since I can remember. But one day, I had a stomachache so bad, I didn't want to do anything. The team at New York Presbyterian said it was actually my heart. It was severely swollen. Something called myocarditis. But doctors gave me medicines and used machines to control my heartbeat. They saved me. So now I can become the next great fashion designer.
That's so dark.
Spare me.
They saved me. That's what she said.
That's so dark.
But she's going to be living with damage for the rest of her life.
She's a fucking actor.
No, hold on.
I don't know. Maybe
kids who get myocarditis have a very, very high recovery rate because their body is still developing and growing.
I wonder if she's an actor.
Adults who get it are fucked.
Yeah.
So, you know, I remember Vosh was talking about his chest pains and everybody was like, oh shit, vaccine. Because he did this video where he was like, I'm having trouble working because when I sit up, I have a lot of pain in my chest. It's like, bro, you're a guy, you're hard.
Did he find out what it was?
I don't know. I don't follow his shit. I can just tell you this. I had COVID.
Is he still alive?
I've had no lingering health effects from COVID. None. Zero.
Yeah, me either.
Got COVID. We got the monoclonals, NAD, and a vitamin drip. That was the Rogan treatment. Mm-hmm. They then prescribed ivermectin. And I got it a few days later. I didn't want it, by the way, but I was like, fuck it, whatever. Who cares? It's not going to do anything. And I've never felt better. Actually, since a year ago when I got COVID, dropped 30 pounds. Been skating better than I've ever skated before. Cut out the sugars. I don't feel fatigued anymore. I used to skate Monday, get tired Tuesday, skate Wednesday, get tired Thursday. Real muscle soreness, don't have it anymore. Mm-hmm. I go skate Monday, I feel fine. Tuesday I skate, Wednesday I skate, Thursday I skate. I'm like, man, I just do not feel run down. I've never felt better. But it's weird that the people who are like doing everything the doctor said are the ones who are like, I've been having weird pains in my chest.
Yeah, same thing. I mean, I was even, you know, with COVID before the media started even talking about it, before they even labeled it a horse medicine, I was on that shit. But with my particular battles with COVID, again, it wasn't nothing serious. And I feel like I'm in one of the best health situations in my fucking life right now. I feel great. I love exercising. My recoveries are in the green. I feel fucking focused. I feel laser sharp and I fucking love it. But other people who followed and did what vaccine. Big Pharma wanted them to do, they're not that lucky a lot of the times.
I see messages from people on Twitter where they're like, I've had, I got one person tweeted at me, they're like, I got the first dose and I've had problems ever since and I regret it. I'm so pissed off.
My friends as well. I have a friend who has had lung issues his whole life. He got the first dose of the vaccine and now he lives in Portland. I don't know if that's, you know, in substantial information, but he also regrets it. He tells me all the time how he regrets that he ever got it. I told him, don't do
Does
it.
Does he have any health problems?
He's been saying he struggles to sleep, like when he wakes up at night, like gasping for air and stuff like that. These all these weird things, as well as I've heard a lot of other my female friends that have gotten the vaccination and as well as the boosters and everything like that, and they've had irregular periods.
Right. Yeah,
yep. All these things have been changing. Like they've really heavy periods suddenly, and then suddenly like almost no period. It's just causing irregularities. And the only thing they can draw as far as like their recent health history or anything is the COVID vaccination.
We've all seen Utopia.
There's a kid that got diabetes that was a part of the vaccine trial.
What?
How the fuck do you get diabetes from taking the COVID mRNA vaccine? That's a big question.
Maybe staying inside. Maybe staying inside and playing games and eating sugar.
I don't know. I think we're messing around with people's immune systems.
Yeah,
we're gene altering. I think the long term consequences are something that should be scaring a lot of people.
Joe Biden was like, you just gotta go into a 7-Eleven parking lot, man. Let the stranger stick you.
Has Joe been getting worse since he took the vaccinations?
A lot of people think that they were getting saline. Remember when Nancy Pelosi, was it Pelosi, the vaccine like didn't have a needle or something?
Yeah. That was her.
Then there was the vaccine where the doctor, it was already depressed and he stuck it in the nurse and then like...
Didn't do anything.
Dude, yeah. That one's fucked up because I think he just reused the needle. Mm. And he like stuck a woman with a reused needle is so nice. Fucked. Remember that nurse that fainted? And then they claimed, everyone thought she died?
Yes, I remember that one.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then like no one ever heard from her again, but they'd say, trust us, she's fine.
Yeah, trust
For
us.
For children with diabetes, COVID-19 increases the risk of developing diabetic ketoacidosis. I didn't know that. This is from children's.com. I don't know if that's accurate or not.
Is it like a liver problem or something?
I don't know. Did you notice any alterations when you took the vaccine?
No. I didn't even feel it. I had nothing.
Have you gotten COVID before?
I got it before. I got it after. Actually, I got it way early. I was like...
So did I.
Like January 2020. I'm coughing in the EPA administrator's face.
Wow, no way.
Like, but yeah, I've been totally fine. My dad, my parents, by the way, they both did ivermectin and my dad was on monoclonals. Interesting. And that got him through. He had every comorbidity. I think... To me, the main thing is like make your own risk assessment and don't do stuff just because someone tells you to.
Don't mandate it.
Absolutely.
That's the main thing is like people were not looking at their life and saying like, what's the risk?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
The risk that I took when I took the vax, like, you know, whatever, was I thought I'm going to get the shitty one. Mm-hmm. I'm in perfect health. Like there are some minor risks, but it's almost nothing.
Well, you got the traditional vaccine.
And there's a big advantage. And it was traditional
not
vaccine.
Gene therapy.
Yeah. And I thought there are advantages because I want to be able to go to these law schools and talk about
why vaccines. But you're also acquiescing to their manipulation and extortion efforts and allowing them to do it on more people.
I agree with that. So I guess all I'm saying is just don't go along. Like look at the vaxes that your kids get, even if it's MMR or whatever.
Yeah.
And some of them can be pulled out. You know, just make an assessment. Don't just go along.
That's what I keep telling a lot of my people on my members area on lucaandsister.com. And I'm like, hey, I'll give you the best medical advice right now. Figure out what the fuck is right for you.
Yeah.
Don't listen to anyone. Yeah. Don't trust anyone. Make sure that you test yourself, get your labs, make sure your levels of vitamins and supplements and minerals in your body are adequate and working at a proper level. And, you know, especially before you even taking even some vitamins, you know, if you're going to fast, make sure you don't have H. pylori. But at the end of the day, you got to be making the right decisions for you. And only you know what makes you feel best. And one thing that you could do that's been a hack is trying to listen to my body and understand my body and also track my body's health and overall well-being. I've been doing that with the Whoop app, seeing what works for me, what doesn't work for me. But more importantly, just meditation, just being able to sit alone.
There you go.
Breathe and listen and scan your body.
Let's play it.
After receiving the shot, she took questions from reporters, and then this happened.
Channel 9 Stephanie LaChance spoke to the nurse moments after what you just saw. Stephanie, how's she doing tonight?
She's dead.
Kim, Josh, Tiffany Dover, the nurse that fainted right after being vaccinated, is doing just fine. In fact, just minutes after she fainted, she was able to get back up on her feet and
receive 908.
It's common for me.
Doctors we spoke to say that tells us she has a medical condition that can sometimes cause her to faint.
It's common for me.
Doctors we spoke to
She has a medical condition that can sometimes cause
well,
her to faint.
She has a medical condition that can sometimes cause her to faint.
It's common.
Why is it freezing right there?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, why can't we...
Is she still alive, though?
Yeah,
we should look up Tiffany Why can't we see her? What just happened? Well, they're claiming she's alive. They're saying that she faints.
Does she have an Instagram?
You know, maybe. I mean, I think it would be... I think it's more likely someone faints than it is that they just died on the spot.
Yeah.
But, like...
It just, you know, hit me all of a sudden... Just felt really diaphoretic and I feel fine now.
Dover tells us she has a medical condition that can sometimes cause her to faint.
What's
that
called? Common for me.
Doctors we spoke to say...
Why does it keep freezing there?
It's weird.
We can't see her speaking.
It's common for me because she was on the ground like laid out. I don't know why. That's funny. I agree with you, Luke. You mentioned that meditation earlier. I think that state of mind is such a key part of health.
Yeah. Need over a CHI memorial nurse.
It is
nurse
so
fainting.
Important to be
but
stress-free,
later,
man.
She was back on her feet.
It just, you know, hit me all of a sudden. Felt really diaphoretic and I feel fine now.
Dover tells us she has a medical condition that can sometimes cause her to faint.
It's common for me.
Doctors we spoke to say this is not unusual.
I mean, here's my point. I mean, okay, that's fine. You know, she didn't die. I have no issue with that. I'm glad she's alive, and it really does look like she's fine. Like she was alive, but like she fainted from it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Could have been like the stress from being on TV. With
could
the
be anxiety too.
Hot lights.
Know. Said it happened before. Hot lights.
Yeah.
No, they're in the hospital. There's no like lighting.
Could be a panic attack or anxiety attack.
But it could have been an adverse reaction. And I mean, you could have put it on the under the microscope because she fainted right after she got the COVID.
Well, they
vaccine.
Make sure that when you take the vaccine, you got to wait at the place you got it for at least 15-20 minutes.
There's another thing too that people don't understand is that there are syringes. That the syringe goes into the syringe once it's done. It's a safety mechanism.
Oh, the needle like withdraws.
Yeah, the needle bounces back in. And so there's a video where someone gets the injection and they push it in, and when they pull it out, there's no needle, and they're like, "Where's the needle?"
Oof.
And it's like, those are normal. Those are the needle shoots into the syringe,
right.
So that it can't prick someone.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just like a normal thing people have.
The panic surrounding COVID. I cannot quantify the damage that it did and the sickness that it created, but I think that the panic was a big part of the
for
problem.
Sure.
Yeah, the fear,
for sure.
The propaganda. Yeah.
Well, anyway, guys, I think we'll wrap it up there. Andrew, thanks for hanging out. It's been a blast.
Thanks. Very good to be here.
Absolutely. For everybody who's a member, thanks for making it all possible. We hope you win that car, and we'll see you all next time.